Morning Watch, God's raising up of Deborah as a judge of Israel and as a mother in Israel who practiced the female submission to the man in order to keep God's ordination and bring all of Israel into a proper order under God's kingship and headship, week 7, Saturday. Related verses, Judges 5, 15 through 16 and 31. And the princes in Issachar were with Deborah, and Issachar was true to Barak. Into the valley they were sent behind him. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolutions in heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds, listening to the pig pens for the flocks? In the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. May all your enemies so perish, O Jehovah, but may those who love him be like the sun when it rises in its might, and the land had rest 40 years. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Luke 1:78-79. Because of the merciful compassions of our God, in which the rising sun will visit us from on high, to shine upon those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Romans 14:7-8. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For whether we live to the Lord, and whether we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. Related reading. In Judges 5:31, for the sun to rise in its might means that it shines brightly, brilliantly, and gloriously. We need the searchings, the resolutions, and the rising up to shine like the sun. If all the churches would be like this, they surely would enjoy the victory. May all the dear saints in the Lord's recovery have great searchings and make great resolutions, and may they all, by loving the Lord, rise up like the sun to shine brightly. The Bible says that among God's people, there were great resolutions in heart, and there were also great searchings of heart. For whom did they have great resolutions and great searchings? A person of aspiration, though he lives on the earth, always turns his heart to the Lord. We should have great resolutions in heart and great searchings in heart toward God. May all the young people, starting from today, be willing to have great resolutions and great searchings of heart. To have a great resolve is to make a firm decision, and to have a great searching is to devise a plan. This is not just to have a resolve, but to have a great resolve. And not just to make a plan, but to make a great plan. May today be the day that you have a great resolve and make a great plan. Some may ask, what is the purpose of having a great resolve and a great searching? It is to live for God on the earth. The meaning of these three words, living for God, is quite broad. In brief, it means to receive God as your life for your entire life. God will lead you to live on the earth for Him. In other words, God will lead you to express Him on this earth by going to every place, every country, and every nation to testify on His behalf and to lead people to know Him. I rarely have dreams when I sleep, but I had a dream one night. In the dream, I held a cane in my hand and was walking peacefully until I came to a place with a steep, crooked, downward slope with 4 steps. I went down the slope step by step, leaning on my cane, and suddenly a German Shepherd dog threw itself on me. The German Shepherd was the same color as that of the uniform of the Japanese military police. I was not wounded, and in an instant the dog went away. Suddenly, when I looked ahead, there was a broad highway, very straight and stretching on boundlessly, and the sun had just risen from the east. My heart then felt free and released, and seeing the broad highway, the rising sun, and the boundless bright horizon, I strode fearlessly onward. This was my dream. Through the dream, the Lord told me, "Be at peace. You are not under the hand of the Japanese." I knew that the Lord still wanted me to remain on the earth because there was a broad highway ahead and I could just keep going on. The past 40 years that we have gone through proves that the dream has been fulfilled. And now we are still on this broad highway. At this point in time, we particularly need young people to rise up and serve the Lord full time. There is nothing more glorious than serving full time. Consider this. The gaining of $1 million cannot compare to the gaining of one soul. If we can spend several years to labor and save several thousand souls through door knocking, and if they multiply continually, each bringing in new ones and establishing home meetings, and each maturing in life and learning the truth, how worthwhile it will be. This is the new way. This is the broad highway, the rising sun, and the boundless future.